It's ED News Briefly, everything you need to know in less than 5 minutes if you haven't got time for the full show. I'm back at 8am UK, that's 5am Eastern, for the full show to start a brand new day with the latest EV news. Patreon supporters get the episodes as soon as they're ready and ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. We'll start with some news about two self-branded retail chains launching their own networks. First of all, I found on PlugShare the first Walmart network stations seem to have opened. This is in Crossroads, Texas Supercenter, and they're using the ChargePoint hardware, the ChargePoint Express Plus units. They'll do 200 kilowatts and 500 amps. I think a soft launch because they've not really promoted it as far as I know. You can download the Walmart app. They're still on FreeVend. And the reason I get excited about this is when a retail giant likes that, like this goes in on their own branded, logoed, self-run network, and they do it properly, I think that's going to be really big for consumers. And then Sainsbury's over here have done the same thing. They've called it Smart Charge. All the details are on smartcharge.co.uk. Good URL. And they are using the Kempower hardware, 150 kilowatt chargers in, I'm looking at the map right now, 23 Sainsbury's locations around the UK. One that I used to frequent all the time when I lived up in Twickenham Way in London was the Richmond one. I used to do my weekly shop there, and it was always full of slow pod point chargers, which they ripped out recently. And I thought, oh no, you don't often see chargers coming out, but that's obviously why they're launching their own network. And again, I think Sainsbury's have some really big plans for this, and that makes me very excited, using the Kempower stuff, which is, oh boy, the best, I think, of the best that's out there. Well, at least some of the best. I really enjoy it. Polestar 4 is rolling out in China. The first 900 deliveries have happened, and then this weekend is going to be the official delivery ceremonies. The total sales for Polestars this year, by the way, 54,600 in 2023. By the end of this year, they go from a single vehicle company, the Polestar 2, to having both the 3 and the 4 launched with customers. Tesla is cutting prices of its Model 3 and its Model Y in China, up to 6% off the Model 3 entry level, which is a really big deal. That's a chunky price cut. And that is all about staying competitive in the very highly competitive Chinese market. The Highland Model 3, so-called, hasn't really moved the needle in China. It's been out since October 19th there, and it hasn't really changed sales too much, so it could be just that they needed a bigger refresh to kind of re-engage. But the Model Y continues to be very, very popular. Tesla are increasing their worker wages, which is great news for US workers. Obviously, those workers are looking over at the massive increases at the unionized plants, the Detroit ones, and going, well, hang on, if we were part of the union, I wouldn't mind a 30% rise. Tesla trying to head that off. BMW's i5 M6 Touring, the wagon, the estate version of the M-badged i5, is going to be out in February with customers. Not long to wait now if you've got one on order. You would think the same specs. So 3.8 seconds, 0 to 100 kph, 143 mile an hour top speed, 81.2 kilowatt hour usable in a very practical estate car. Yes, please. Nissan's Ariya Nismo is now officially confirmed. They revealed that today. We knew it was coming. This uses the top spec e-Force version of the Ariya and then dials everything up. So 91 kilowatt hour battery, but with more performance, optimized input responses, hopefully some chassis tweaking as well, different wheels on this, and a different audio soundtrack, they say, to sound like a Formula E car. Take or leave those kind of audio gimmicks, if you ask me, but that's great. Well done. Stellantis are investing in a French firm that is commercializing sodium ion battery technology, which could unlock cheaper, smaller city cars to be way more affordable. And the European Union are sending their inspectors to Chinese car makers like BYD, Geely and SAIC, all part of the ongoing investigation into the Chinese-made EVs and the possible tariffs arriving next year here on those cars imported. And that's briefly